Welcome back to the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories. I'm here today with Stephen McPherson from the Mather Homestead. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thanks. Nice to see you, Alexis.
It's nice to see you, too. So, for some background, do you want to talk a little bit about your connection to the Mather Homestead?
Happy to do so. My connection goes way back. It's my whole life because I grew up there. I was born in 1937, and that was my house growing up. And I lived there all through my elementary school years before I went away to boarding school, and then came home on weekends, on vacations, and spent some time in the summer. But this was the house that I knew as a child, and it served as a wonderful place for me growing up because it was a working farm for most of the years that I was living there.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you were living there, did you notice any aspects of it that seemed more archaic that were possibly there when it was first built in 1778?
Yes, certainly did. If you've been to the house, and for people who are planning to visit the house, the important thing to note is that the house is built around a central chimney, and that chimney has on the ground floor three fireplaces, one of which is very large, two of which in the smaller rooms are considerably smaller and designed just to heat those rooms. The big one in what was called in those days the keeping room was the kitchen. And that's where the food was cooked. There are implements that go back into the period of time when the house was built in the late 1700s that were used for cooking purposes, pots and kettles and various other implements. And that we used sometimes for cooking when there were ice storms and all the power was out, and that was the only place we could cook a meal.
I didn't know that. That's really interesting to see how the house has evolved, but some aspects have remained the same. So do you know if there was a purpose for the house when it was first built?
No, it was a house for the minister of the Congregational Church, the Congregational Church being at the Post Road and Brookside Road. And the minister, Deacon Joseph Mather, was the minister. He built the house, and he had to travel by horse or horse and carriage back and forth between the two. So in some respects, in today's terminology, that house was the rectory for the church because that's where the minister lived. Had considerable acreage around that property, and that there was even more property accumulated over the years, which then was subsequently sold off and developed down to the 6 acres which now surround the house and is part of the Mather Homestead Foundation.
Wow, I didn't realize how big the homestead used to be. That's incredible. So I know that Stephen Mather unfortunately died before you were born, but are there any stories that were passed down to you or anything like that that could possibly give us some insight into what his character was like?
Surely. I think one must recognize that he was a very dynamic individual. He went through high school in San Francisco, and a lot of people think, well, he must have lived most of his life in California. Well, he did not. His family moved out there because his father took a job in California, and because there was no Panama Canal in those days, they went across the isthmus and then went by ship up to the San Francisco area. And he was born in California in 1867. He got into the University of California at age 16. And graduated in 1887. So this was a smart young man who then decided he was going to follow his career by going to New York, and he got on the train and went east and never returned to live in California. But he got a job with a New York newspaper, the New York Sun, and then he went to work for the Pacific Coast Borax Company in the marketing department. So you'll probably recognize that marketing people are generally pretty outgoing. They're selling, they're identifying their product on the marketplace, they're meeting with people, and that's what he was. He was great at salesmanship and marketing, whatever he was interested in producing. And as it's been told for many, many years, he coined the phrase 20 Mule Team Borax for the Borax Company, and it still exists. It's hard to find, but that was the name of the product, and Stephen Mather was the one who decided on that name.
That's insane. That's fantastic.
So from a character standpoint, that's what I'm trying just to develop for you. He really had a outgoing personality. He was sales oriented. He was the sort of person who met people easily, and that certainly was a huge plus for him when he finally entered government and was trying to sell this whole concept of an agency in the federal government that was going to administer the national.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories, and we hope to see you at some of our historic sites in town.